All right, we'll see how long y'all can hear. We're gonna try to podcast and walk at the same time.
Oh, goodness.
We're finishing up our last half of a mile from our recovery run from Saturday.
Yes. So.
Saturday was not fun, just FYI.
Yeah, so.
Don't ever change your socks before you run either, FYI.
Well. Only you're a weirdo like that.
I'm so confused. Anyway, so here, let's start the long story.
What the fudge?
Okay, so last year, there was this race that come up. It was a half marathon race in the woods in February, in the cold, and you had to cross through a waist-high creek. We thought about it, and then said negatory, because we are just not those.
I don't like getting my feet wet.
We're not that badass. We act like we're badass, but we're not that badass.
Not when it comes to getting feet wet.
So, long story, we're not going to make it short. Nothing we do is short. So, we haven't ran that much in the past 2 years. And then last, was it October, November?
I sent you a message.
I think it was Thanksgiving
week that I had signed up for a 10-mile trail race.
Melissa finally had enough and said, screw this. I'm signing up for a race because it's the only way to get me off my ass.
Yeah, the only way I'd get back out running is if I put money into it.
I said, have fun with that chick because I'm done with running. I don't want to run no more. That didn't last long.
Nope, because I sent her the screenshot. I knew she couldn't.
And I said, well, I'll just train with you. Well, I trained some, and then I quit training. Because I just quit training. And I said, this is freaking ridiculous. So I paid my dues.
Because I was out just training by myself.
Yeah.
Because my other partner had, life happens, and she wasn't going to be able to do it. And I was like, I'm going to make her proud, and I'm going to do it myself. So I was out training by myself, literally, in the woods with my dog, which was a fiasco in itself. But, you know, I was getting it done.
Well, I definitely did not want to do anything on the road again. I'm done with road.
I know. But we both know. That's how you get a longer distance.
But you're right. We have to do some cross training. Yep. It sucks. But anyway, so. Hang on. So.
We're metal junkies.
We are, yes. Like, I'm not one for, like, participation medals for, like, just whatever. But.
I deserve one for 13 and a half miles.
We thought that it would be fun to do a series and get recognition for, like, completing something.
Yeah, like completing 4 series. The races weren't expensive. And the medal usually come with pretty decent swag, like apparel.
Yeah.
We just didn't read all the details. So, we realized missing one race. Used to be... God, here we're getting for a long story short.
I know.
Used to be you could race any 4 in the series of the 16. And you would be considered whatever. And you get the 4 medals, and any of the 16 medals would all fit together. Well, this year, they decided to make, you can still do the 16, like 4 of the 16, but they made one specifically for trail. Well, trail had us at get-go, because who likes to run the asphalt when it's hot? Or, I don't know, mosquitoes in the woods are just as bad sometimes. So anyway, we were like, okay.
If you're wondering why we're dying, we're climbing a mountain.
Yeah. So, we were like, all right, we'll do these 4. Not a big deal. Greensboro, we can always leave early in the morning. You know, it's not but an hour. Like, it's not like we're having to go spend a night in a hotel. Or stay anyway. So, I got to look and I was like, you know what? It has to be these 4 particular ones.
Well, hang on. Let's back up to Saturday.
Well, that's how we got to Saturday. Because the only way to get the 4 was to complete Saturdays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So, the only way to get the 4 to connect, you have to have all 4. I'm like, oh, God.
Okay, so, and then we didn't want to pay, what was it, $100 and some?
So, it would have been 70 plus last minute.
It would have been about $80 to register.
And then by the time we got done with gas and food and being gone all day, we just spent $150 a piece.
Easy. Yeah.
Because, like, we veg out. Well, I just had to scroll down and I was like, wait a second. We can do it virtually for $32 plus $10 and shipping our swag. But we have to complete it. So, she was like, let's do it. And the next thing I knew, I hit, doop. And it was done.
And it was done.
And we were like,
what the heck did we just do?
We only trained up to 8. No way we can run 13. So we let our other partner in crime know what we were doing. Sent her a screenshot. Peer pressure is tough. So since she wasn't going to be able to run the other one with us, she was able to pull off this one close to home. She's an ultra runner. An amazing runner.
Yes, she is an amazing
runner.
She's
mentally tough and physically tough.
Yep.
And she still walked us.
She walked the heck out of us.
She has not trained since their family life experience in January. Not trained one bit.
Nope.
And she was out running us the whole time. We're dying back here with leg cramps, ankle hurting, everything else. And we have been training in the woods.
Yeah.
Not on the road.
In our defense, though, I do feel like even though we've ran those trails and some of them were easier, I do feel like that these trails were rougher terrain than what is in Greensboro.
I don't know. We can only assume because we looked at the times and people were finishing the trail faster than they finished road races. And I ain't figured that one out.
Well, here's my 2 cents about that. I wasn't prepared for it and I crossed the finish line. So screw the time.
We did. And then I had to argue with the race company because my time didn't record right. And it was a 10 minute difference.
So
anyway,
the beginning of that race, my God. Okay. So
I just like made Mindy cry.
Yeah, I did. I cried. I used to run in compression socks when I ran on the road. All my races were in compression socks. Everything I ran in compression socks. So here I go putting my compression socks on because I'm thinking I'm about to run 13.1 miles. I need some help. I didn't even get a mile in, did I?
Hell no, you didn't even get a warm-up run in.
No. And my legs shut down.
And she's like way behind us. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? And her other friends kept saying, well, should we wait on her? Should we wait on her? I said, as long as we can see her, we're fine. We're going to piss her off if we keep saying something to her. And I said, if she sees us going, she has no choice but to follow. Has no choice.
So I like literally jogged 2 steps and walked a thousand and jogged 2 and walked 1,000.
And then she would like catch up with us and then she'd go all the way back behind us again.
Like, guys, I could not walk.
And in her defense, she's always had issues with her calves locking up, but it usually doesn't happen if we've trained.
Yeah, and it was so weird.
So she's sitting here throwing out all these weird random things that it could be while we're trying to run.
And I was literally going to quit.
And I had already told her, when we argued about what socks to wear, I said, you need to wear what you've been training in. No, I think I'm going to wear the compression socks. Mandy, you need to wear what you trained in. Isn't that the rule?
But who would have thought? That's what the compression socks are for.
Well, obviously, your legs didn't want them.
Obviously not, because
she had to sit down and take them off.
We
did 5 miles before you finally figured it out and took them off, and then it was like magic.
Yeah, I mean,
she stayed in front of me the entire time from then on.
It was, God, I'm so glad that I packed other socks in my bag.
Well, and it was funny because I was making fun of her. I was like, why are you taking 2 pairs of socks? Well, I don't know how these are going to do. And again, I said, you didn't train in them socks. Wear the socks you trained in. That's just like a rule of thumb. Like, don't switch socks.
Well,
I didn't realize what I wear is compression. These have got compression on them.
I'm still flabbergasted because I'm just flabbergasted. Maybe I needed the compression socks for all that running I was doing before because I had on the wrong shoes.
Maybe. What's your wearing? Don't kill me.
Hey,
but if we start road racing again, or I know you say you won't, but just don't ever say you won't.
I'm never going to say never again.
But if we do one of those tries, you won't have a choice.
Uh-uh.
I will buy ultra road shoes.
I am. I'm after I get done paying all these damn vet bills.
Yes, so I am. Now, actually, I really, really like these.
I'm going to start saving for a pair of...
Yes.
I almost impulsively went and bought some today, and then I was like, Oh, no, wait. I have other stuff coming up that I need to finish.
So, anyway. So, she changed. It went like clockwork. But it was funny. As she was getting better, I was getting worse. I started, I guess, about mile 10, which would have been our threshold.
I think you know why I was getting better. It's because I was trying to hurry up and get out to be with Megan.
Well, yeah. So she had every opportunity to leave the woods Saturday.
I did.
Her legs were cramping. And then her daughter's dog got hurt and had to be put down. And it's a 15-year-old dog. And I'll just say it so she don't have to say it. And she's crying again. And
like, literally, I'm running.
And our other girlfriend looks at her and is like, what do we do? I said, just let her cry. I mean, like,
yeah.
She can either leave the woods now, get to the vet office. There is nothing she can do to change this. And the outcome is going to be the same. I mean, we all knew what the outcome
I think
would be.
That my issue was, is I knew the outcome. I was okay with that.
But
I was
with
not
your daughter.
With my kid.
Yeah.
And she's had that dog since she was 7 years old.
I mean, I'm going to have the same problem with Sarah.
Yeah.
With hers. And anyway.
You're so toot.
And thank you. But anyway, so we knew. So she had that. And I said, here, you can leave now with 4 miles to go. Get down there and maybe get to be with her through all this. Or finish, because it's going to take you 2 to get out of here.
Yeah.
Finish and then go straight home. So, and then it worked. I mean,
it was hard.
Yeah, I'm sure it was harder than I could imagine. And every time here lately, we've been on to it's not my turn next time to get the phone call.
You better not get the phone call next time.
For anything. Because...
So maybe we should not run this weekend.
No, we have to. We don't have a choice.
I know.
Our race is in next weekend.
I know.
So, and I don't even know if we can do the 10.
Well, here's the deal, guys. We walked the last 2 miles because all of our legs were, like, done. And we ended up having to be on the road the last 2 miles because I got us out early.
It was a mess.
That was because my brain was fried, I believe.
And then I started giggling. I got the dirty giggles.
Yeah, she got the giggles. And I'm back here eating a bagel and eating a Snickers bar, just strolling across 13.1.
And I'm... yeah.
But see, that's the thing. If something happens in that 10-mile and I have to walk to finish it,
You'll go off and leave me because we'll be in a crowd of people.
I cannot go off and leave you because I can't leave you with all them people by yourself.
I mean, it's not like I'm going to get lost.
Well. Yes, you will.
It might be marked.
Yeah.
I think I'll be fine.
Oh, that yellow one looks good on there.
It does really look good.
Oh, that makes me happy. Did Sarah put hers on?
I thought it was on. Maybe not. She has it. I thought she put it on the truck.
Okay, I'm so upset at Sarah. At least I got one representing.
I thought she had it on the truck.
Well, we about to go ask her.
Tell you what, I'm walking away from
the You're walking away from the speaker.
So, anyway, Saturday was the last minute thing. We did it. I don't recommend it. Neither one of us have been really too sore.
Well, Saturday, my pubic bone hurt after my nap.
She had other problems. She was humping trees.
I don't know what was funny, but I don't know. But I've never had my pubic bone and my hips hurt like that. But now the next morning, I was not sore. I was tired. I did take a nap Sunday. But it was raining all day Sunday, too.
Well, my ankles hurt. My ankles did hurt. And the one I
Hey, will your hurt. Horses let me mess with them while they're out in the pasture? Just standing there?
Probably not. Anyway, they think you got treats. I don't know where they're at. You'll get bombarded by all of them right now because this is when we feed.
Oh.
The cow will horn you every 5 seconds. She'll
okay.
beat you in your back.
No, thank you.
And then her baby eats your shirt.
Oh.
But anyway, so I did fall twice, maybe 3 times.
Well, no, I thought you just fell once and tripped.
My hands hit the ground twice.
Oh, that's right. They did. I remember.
But every time, it's because I heard you in your bag and I looked up. Every time. Like, she'll have her bag half off and I'm on the ground. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, what are you doing? You're distracting me. Because as long as I'm focused and looking at where we're going, I'm good. But if I hear something and I look up, I fall every time. But I didn't roll anything. Like, I literally just tripped and fell and caught myself. Thank God I didn't roll my shoulder again. I did end up having a bruise on that shoulder from the other time.
I tripped once, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and give y'all TMI.
I don't know who listens to this podcast. Mm-hmm. But when y'all run, you make sure you take you some butt cream and some vajayjay cream and wear some better shorts, because it hurts to have raw lips. And I'm not talking about the lips on your face.
I kept saying, put chapstick on them. She's like, I can't. It's not the same set. And I'm like.
I was like, it's not those lips, Melissa. Well, she was like, what lips? And she was like, oh, hell.
Yeah.
So luckily I packed deodorant in my bag in case we started chafing.
Yeah. Oh God, my legs are real ashy.
In the middle of the woods, here I am in between my legs rubbing on deodorant. It worked.
We couldn't have done that during a race though.
No, we could. Oh shit, I would have went behind a tree. That was hurting.
I know. I had only one rub spot, and that was on my back where my pack and my bra mat. And I have like a clear blood
line. I can't believe that happened.
That's happened to me twice with a pack on.
Can't believe it.
And, I mean, it was really funny. We talked a lot at times. And then we had about 4 or 5 miles. None of us said anything.
No, we just kind of got into our own little world. It did start raining on us a little bit. Thank God it didn't rain hard.
No, that would have been nasty because the real race was Sunday and it poured.
Yes, I'm glad we chose to stay close to home.
So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do the next race we'll do in person.
Which is the 10 mile.
And we've already paid for that one.
Yeah.
And then the third race is another half or 4 miles. I'm not driving to Greensboro for 4 miles.
Oh, no, thank you.
So we'll do a half in the woods again here. And then the fourth one we'll do in person to end the year because it's in October. So, yeah, that's what we'll do. And then she wants to do a triathlon, but I don't think we can fit that in this year's training.
Well, I feel like if we're going to do the...
Luke said he'd do the swimming if we would do one of the relay ones.
Well, we could do that, or we can do the kayaking one.
I need to look at that one. Because is it just kayaking?
No. It's a try. I mean, it's run, bike, and kayak.
Frick. And it's road race or mountain?
It's at the New River, I think. I don't know. We'll have to look it up and see which one I sent you. Did I send it to you and Charity?
Yeah, I'll look it up. But anyway, so we did that on WIM, and that takes me back to the first time that we ran a crazy race, and that was the 4 miles in the mud run at the YMCA. And instead of putting WTF, so this race was Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, but the initials is WTF. Our shirt said for the first one we ever did, well, what were we thinking?
Yeah,
because we couldn't put a cuss word on because it was the YMCA, and that was fun. Which one is it?
I don't know. I can't tell if it's the squirrel or the horse.
So anyway, that's our plans, but we are looking at a try. It's just I will have to probably join the Y so I can practice swimming laps. Oh, the one try I looked up was 500 meters, and there is no way. 500 meters is 20 laps in the pool. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I can't do 500. If it's a 200, we can do a 200.
It is. Oh, crap. That's 40 miles on bikes.
No.
Never mind.
We're not doing that.
That's not a sprinter. I wanted a sprinter because a sprinter is like a 5K and then a very short swim and then maybe, was it 12 or 15 miles on bike?
Yeah. But look, we need to look up the one at the YMCA in Salisbury because it used to be a 3 series and you could, a different person for each leg.
Yeah.
Luke's like, well, what would you do? You don't do any of them fast.
Thanks, Luke. We train for it.
I said, well, I would probably run because that takes the least skill. Mindy would probably bike and you would swim.
Yes.
And he would kick ass on swimming. So he would do it. And then, of course, Sarah was like, well, what am I going to do? And I'm like, there's not been 3 positions in a race.
We're going to have to make a team, get a team.
That's what we should do. They should do 3 of them from their youth group because one has access to road bikes.
There you go.
He do the road bikes. he swims.
Well, see, and that's why Charity didn't want to do that one, is because she said she was not buying another road bike. She wants to do a mountain one. And I thought,
I don't want to do, I mean, I enjoy mountain biking, but there ain't
But
no
if we
way
can I'm, do a relay, Luke can definitely mountain bike.
Oh, yeah. He could do the mountain biking. I could do the open swim. I would just have to practice on my endurance.
Mm-hmm. We just have to, like, it's
usually
just,
it's a melody. You can do any stroke you want, as long as you stay above water.
Yeah. We just have to, I mean, it's just out in the air that we want to do
it. This is her thing. So, yeah, this is her thing. Miles a half in trail. I really still want to get up to the mileage of an ultra, but I have issues training in the heat of the summer, so I don't know how.
But you're an early bird, so you could go early.
Not with the schedule I got right now.
Well, that is true.
Getting these kids out, getting to work, it ain't going to happen.
You're going to have to bring your treadmill home.
Oh, well, it's in the basement. But Luke says he runs faster than the treadmill. That's what he told me today.
That's funny.
I don't know. I mean, if we do a try, I have access to the pool in the summer. So I could definitely swim in the summer there. And I could swim at the lake.
Mm-hmm. And I can swim at the Y.
Yeah. But, I mean, swimming's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, competitively swimming's hard. Like, I've watched these kids. And I really wish we could afford to put them in racks so they could do the Rowan County swim team. But that shit's expensive.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, lifeguard and getting their freaking life savings license is $275. I mean, come
Yeah, but I think it would be worth it for those kids because they would have a guaranteed summer job every year.
Well,
and it would be a good experience for them.
Honestly, I will talk their daddy into, this is not even what the podcast is about. I think I'm going to talk him into paying for one of them to get it. Of course, we would pick the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs to find out about that park job first. She won't have her license until first week in July. Maybe. If she don't drive no better, I ain't taking her.
It's been a year already. Jesus.
I have two drivers. And she can't drive with the shit, people.
Oh, God.
It's bad. Like, Brian won't even ride with her anymore.
Oh.
She pulls out of... So, I do get it, where you pull out the high school, where you pull off of one, off of 801 onto Cheryl's Ford. That hill is very blind.
Mm-hmm.
I do get it, and it does scare me.
Oh, my God, it scares me.
But our ass is catching up with us when she slings us across that road. And I told her, I said, Sarah, if you do this in the truck, you're going to lose your back end. Like, your back end is going to pass you. Like, you cannot gun it that fast.
And
like,
turn at the same time.
She does. She's like, I don't want to get hit. I'm like, Sarah, our butt is coming up to our front, and we're in the Tahoe. And the Tahoe's not going to stay on all fours. I said, if you do, I said, you can do it in Luke's car and probably stay on the road.
I don't know. I feel like that little car would flip over, too.
But the truck, the back end's going to slide.
Lord have mercy.
And I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, really, Mama? She's like, well, I just feel really bad. We pull out, and then we turn right. And I was like, I didn't set the road system
I up. Didn't, yep. Oh, gosh, my back's stiff. Woo-hoo-hoo! All right, guys, so,
Look, there goes our ride. Me, a Subaru with a bike on the top.
With all the, did you see all the stickers on it? That was a hippie if it wasn't. So, this is just a quick podcast just to catch up on our,
It would have been hilarious Saturday, but there was way too many emotions going Saturday.
There was a lot. And we were wanting to live, but...
Yeah.
It just... It didn't work out. Life happened instead.
But, you know, we got our trainer that we don't pay her back on the road with us.
Yeah.
So, I had to call her tonight and see...
Our running coach.
Yeah. She don't know we're using her. We tried to tell her we were using her.
Yes, she does. She knows. That's why she left us in the woods.
She did. She's like, are y'all going to run? Like, have y'all even been training? Like, what are y'all doing back
there?
Yeah. And we're like, my toe hurts.
My calves hurt.
I'm not running no more. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
She just looked at us like we were idiots. But, you know.
I hate to cut it short this time, but.
She got a long list of stuff to do.
I got a ton of stuff to go do. I'm not very happy about it either. All right, we'll catch you on the flip side.